Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, Miles. They said I was going to have to wait 10 minutes.
Oh, well, I'm glad I was able to answer the phone before that 10 minutes. How may I help you today?
I got a refrigerator here. I'm going to have to make it delivery only. Cannot hook up a water line for this customer, so I need to have the work order reflect that.
Can you provide the order number associated with the order?
Yes, it's 06 Bravo, Echo Alpha, Delta 6 Bravo.
Thank you. And to which technician am I speaking?
My name is Christopher.
Thanks, Chris. This order is for Mike McKinnon at 1716 21st Avenue Southeast, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87124. And let's see here. And what was the reason why we are unable to install the one?
Well, the customer wants me to run a line going through a wall. I am not allowed to go through walls, ceilings, or floors. I can go through cabinets, but I can't go through walls.
Okay, let's see here. And I'm just noting the order. I apologize for the delay.
So good. Just need to make sure that delivery charge is put on there.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, I'm going to need to reach out to the customer and to the DOD. Let's see here. And where was the water source? Is it like in a bath, like a bathroom on the other side of the wall behind the refrigerator or something like that?
They have a laundry room on the other side. But I've been through this before, and my supervisor says that, you know, we can go through cabinet walls, you know, from cabinet to cabinet, but we can't go through walls. We can't go through floors like into a basement or anything like that. So
we can do an unfinished basement.
If it requires floor, I'm not allowed to do it. At least here we're not.
Because like we can do unfinished basement and we can do if we go into the crawl space, although like if you had to go in a crawl space, there would be like an additional amount that you would get paid for having to go in the crawl space. Because, you know, that's extra, you know, manual hard labor that, you know, crawling around under that crawl space. But if the basement is unfinished, we actually can run a water line. You know, that way, you know, through, you know, and then like, I guess it would go down and then across the ceiling and then up or however that works. But yeah, we can do unfinished basements. We can do crawl spaces, but going through the wall. No, we can't go through the wall.
Yeah.
So,
the laundry room on the other side, and just on the other side of the wall is where the water connection is. You know, but there's no way to access the connections. We'd have to buy custom hardware to be able to do that.
But see, the other thing about it, too, and the reason why we can't go through a wall is because if for any reason, you know, in the one in a billion chance that there was a water leak that developed from that water line on the inside of the wall, no one would know about that until it started showing signs of water damage to the wall. or unless water started seeping through. Therefore, we wouldn't be able to run the water line in that manner because of that, because the homeowner could, you know, end up with a lot of damage, a lot of water damage, because of how long it would take for them to realize that the water leak is actually occurring. And while it's unlikely that the water line would get punctured or something of that nature, it's just we can't take that risk. Whereas with like an unfinished basement, you know, we'd be able to tell if there's a water leak, so that's not a problem. And then if it was like a crawl space, if it wouldn't matter because the water would just be leaking on the ground, you know, below the house. But although it would cause the customer's water bill to run up, which is a bad, bad, bad thing, but at least it wouldn't cause damage to the home. So that's just, you know, a couple of explanations in regards to what we can, can't do, and why. But let me reach out to the customer and to the DOD, and then I'll be back with you just as quickly as possible. And I would ask that you please hold.
Okay.
Okay, please hold.